This is the local VK5 news segment.
Good evening, this is Nathan, VK5OG, from the Adelaide Digital Linked Repeater Systems. Here in VK5 on the Adelaide 10G YSX and YSF 69159 and free DMR Talk Group 5055. You can hear the WA national broadcast and the local VK5 news every Sunday morning from 9am and 7pm every Sunday evening. We would like to thank VK5ZEY Philkern Wi-Fi, who has put together the Adelaide 10G YSX and YSF system. Together, we'd also like to say a huge thank you to Aussie M0GLJ from the UK, who looks after the YSF to free DMR bridge on Talk Group 5055. Hope to catch you on the air. This has been Nathan, VK5OG, from the Adelaide Digital Linked Repeater System.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day, everybody. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Next week's North East Radio Club meeting, on Friday the 26th of July, will be a microphone night. So bring along any microphone that you've been having problems with and get some advice from our resident gurus. And also you can bring along your favourite microphone if you wish and do some bragging about it. So that's next Friday night for the microphone night. And the North East Radio Club meets at the Modbury West Community Hall in Capulet Crescent. I get there around about 7:15pm for a 7:30pm start, and there's plenty of off-street parking. And of course, as usual, Bob VK5AK always ensures that we have plenty of drinks available. That's next Friday the 26th of July for the microphone night. And just a reminder that the annual membership fees for the North East Radio Club are now due, and by now you should have received an email from Charlie VK5VC giving you the details about how you can make a direct deposit to the North East Radio Club bank account, or you can pay in person at a meeting to the treasurer, David VK5MDF. And of course, if you do pay your fees by the general meeting on Friday the 13th of September, then you will receive a $5 discount. And that's a good deal. Well, that's all I've got for this week. It's been very wintry weather. I hope you've been keeping out of the cold and wet, and also staying negative 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Last night, AREG had our annual general meeting, which included a talk from Grant, VK5GR, on the Flinders Island DX expedition. This talk was recorded and will be available on the AREG website and the Ham Radio DX YouTube channel at some point this weekend. We also had the election of our 2024 committee, so congratulations to those that were elected, and thanks for volunteering to help keep the club moving. AREG's next event is our monthly car-based fox hunt, which will be held on Friday the 2nd of August, with hunters arriving at the start location a bit after 6pm and departing at 6:30pm. Don't forget to bring a torch. Our start location is the Beaumont Road car park, just off South Terrace in the southern CBD parklands. There'll be three transmitters hidden around the Adelaide Plains area to find, with the transmitter frequencies being 145.3, 144.39, and 439.4 MHz. We'll be chatting on the VK5 RSB 70cm repeater throughout the hunt. If you're coming along, please check in on this repeater and monitor it throughout the evening so we know who's out hunting. Our next general business meeting will be held on Friday the 16th of August, with the talk topic still TBD. Keep an eye on the AREG website at www.areg.org.au for more updates in the coming weeks. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last week I told you of the unfortunate demise of our big screen TV. I can now happily report that Peter, VK5BE, received the parts last week and has now repaired the unit, which was reinstalled at our coffee session last Thursday. Speaking of our coffee mornings, they are proving to be a major part of our club's social life, with a regular attendance of up to 12 or 13 members. A number bring along something of interest each week, which usually provides an opportunity for a good bit of discussion. If you are in Mount Gambier on a Thursday morning around 10 o'clock, please feel free to drop into our excellent club rooms in the old Reedy Park Primary School complex in O'Halloran Terrace next to the sinkhole. With our master tradesmen away for another 3 weeks and the pretty ordinary weather, we have not been able to do much work on our numerous projects, but hopefully we will crack on with them again very shortly. With a bit of friendly dispute over who gets the use of what floor area in our shed, we are going to install some mesh fencing to stop our stuff from encroaching on the area allocated to one of the other tenants in the complex. This should prove to be an easy fix for the problem. It's been decided that we need to have a really hard look in our storeroom and what I like to call our museum room, as there still seems to be a fair bit of stuff that really has no reasonable excuse for being there. The tidy-up will continue. I'm not sure about elsewhere, but the dreaded COVID has surfaced again in Mount Gambier, with a number of people that we know succumbing to the virus. We need to be careful, as most of us older folk are still very vulnerable. Some of my relatives, all of whom are fully up to date with their vaccinations, have now copped it for the third time. Personally, my wife and I both wear our face masks when out at the supermarket or other crowded spots, as neither of us have yet had this virus and prefer to keep it that way. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning all, this is David, VK5LSB, with some news and notes on behalf of the Wison Australia and its committee. Wison South Australia is in urgent need for a person to fulfil the role of secretary in the organisation. The role itself is not over demanding or arduous, as we meet monthly as a committee and using our Zoom account for meetings, so you can fulfil the role in the comfort of your own home. So what are you waiting for, and why don't you put your hand up to be part of this dynamic and progressive Wison South Australian committee and team? For further information or to express your interest, please contact David, VK5LSB, via email at vk5lsb@wia.org.au. I say again, vk5lsb@wia.org.au, or refer to the Wison South Australian Facebook page for further details and clarification. The next Wison South Australian social get-together will be held next Saturday, the 27th of July, with doors opening around 10 a.m. for coffee and chat, and official proceedings commencing at 10:30 a.m. down at the Scouts SA Adventurous Activities Centre, which is located at Anderson Avenue, North Goonoo. There will be a presentation by Mr. Peter Young, VK5JP, who is also the Wireless Institute of Australia National Technical Advisor for C4FM, who will be talking on the hidden features of the ASU FTM500DR. Peter will also be able to present on the new version of the FTM500DR, as there are currently two units out there now. Yaesu have been able to supply the new unit in time for Peter for the presentation on the day. Peter, VK5JP, will also provide a general talk and discussion on what to expect from Yaesu equipment, and we will finish off with a free complimentary barbecue sauce sizzle, soft drinks, etc., and no amateur or guest will go hungry or thirsty on the day. We look forward to your attendance on the day and the social chit-chat that occurs on the day, and we thank Scouts SA for providing the excellent facilities for our use. The MSS Safety Barossa Rally, which is being held over the 19th to the 20th October up in the Barossa Rally region, surrounds. The committee Wireset Australia would like to thank all of the wonderful volunteers who have registered for this event, and we are pleased to announce that all positions have been filled at this present time. If you'd like to come along and see what our volunteers do in the field, or perhaps to go on the reserve list to cover illness etc. for ham radio operators to assist in this event, and we look forward to hearing from you, if you can assist. A fuel reimbursement contribution will be provided to all volunteers who assist with this event. You can register for this event to come along and have a look at what we do, or perhaps go onto the reserve list for the sickness, etc., by contacting the President of YSA Australia via the contacts links on the YSA Australian webpage. Just Google us or check Wyson SA out on our Facebook page. Also, you can register on the Rally SA website and just Google for Rally SA and click on the register link and click on the Wyson volunteer link. Don't forget, in a fortnight's time, Sunday the 4th of August 2024, the YSA Australian Net will be held at 2000 hours local time, utilising the Adelaide Link Repeater Network, and we look forward to chatting to you all on the net, so put these dates in your diaries now. For further clarification, please visit the YSA Australian Facebook page for further details regarding this broadcast and the YSA Australian events updates. This has been David, VK5LSB, and on behalf of the YSA Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening and looking forward to volunteering alongside you all at the next event, and see you at the next YSA Australia social get-together, which is next Saturday, the 27th of July, 2024. Cheers all, stay safe, and 73 all.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's AHARS News. A good meeting on Thursday evening with about 35 members attending. Good to see some new faces too, with some soon-to-be licensed people and some returning members. Another interesting presentation by Graham Dicker to finish off electric vehicles. Graham presents a compelling case for why we should be going that way, but I think I'll stick to my diesel Prado until at least I've come home from my trip to Western Australia next month. Next meeting, we'll be having a presentation from Dean, VK5LB, on his SDR transceiver and linear amplifier combination. Many people are starting to go this way now. And I'm not sure exactly what we'll have for the next Saturday session on the 3rd of August, but I'll let you know when we firmed it up. It should be interesting. I still have badges for the following people to be picked up: Rod, VK5ZKR, and Trevor, VK5ATH. The information for our regular weekly nets is the Monday night AHARS 2-metre net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. Also, interstate and other visiting operators are welcome. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB Dean on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 19:30, one of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you've got 80 metre capability. The ANZA DX net, the Australian, New Zealand and African net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC, with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. Listen out for Shirley, VK5YL, and Paul, VK5PAS, on alternate Thursdays, but all are welcome any day. Check out the information on the nets on our website at www.ahars.au, and also have a look at the AHARS Facebook group page at https://www.facebook.com/groups/AHARS. And check out the news on the AHARS.au website for every news bulletin that gets sent out. Well, that's all from me for now. Stay on the air and make those contacts. Cheers, and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.